Kubra's question, the second one, about the meaning of Salah al-Ibrahimiyyah. First, Shaykh, I would like you to comment on some people recite Salah al-Ibrahimiyyah by adding certain words, Mawlana, or Sayyidina, things that were not mentioned in the hadith.
No.
The other one, the meaning of the household or Ali Muhammad. Is it the household of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, only his family, or there are other people who are included in it?
Well, first of all, as you said that, we should stick to the text. If somebody were reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, instead of saying Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim, he or she says Ihdini. Ihdina is in plural, guide us. So he decides to say, no, just me, Ihdini, guide me alone. Then the entire prayer is invalid and in vain. If there is a prescription, then we have to follow it strictly. The supplication of At-Tashahud or Ad-Durud Sharif was stated by different narrations. Not a single one of them included Sayyiduna. And I have to state and confirm a very, very important fact here, which is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Sayyiduna, and he's the side of our parents and great-great-grandparents, and we're honored to be his followers. So it's not an issue of discussion whether we believe that he's Sayyiduna or not. He's Sayyiduna, he's Mawlana, he's our master, and he's our leader to paradise, and he's our guide in this life. May Allah send His peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, and his followers. So that whenever we recite that in As-Salah, we have to stick to the text, which is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Meaning, O Allah, send your peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you did send it upon Prophet Abraham and the family of Prophet Abraham. And by the way, not to say that, how come Prophet Muhammad is the greatest prophet and we're asking Allah to bless him like he did bless Prophet Ibrahim? Do not forget that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is of the family of Prophet Ibrahim. But moreover, he's getting a special offer, something extra, by specifying him by mention. Oh Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that means the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are eligible for this supplication, because that some of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weren't Muslims. Abu Lahab was his uncle, you know, as in hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one whose good righteous deeds do not enable him to catch up, to save him, to enter paradise, then no matter how close was he to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will not take him anywhere. Okay? So this is the second thing. Then we say, Allahumma barik, O Allah, bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he did bless Prophet Abraham and the family of Prophet Abraham sallallahu alayhim ajma'in.
Jazakumullah khairan, Shaykh, for this very good clarification, very good advice to stick to the divine texts from the Quran and the Sunnah. This is how we should be.